Here's a thought I'll title, We Should Call It Grayscale Photography. If any of you have studied anything about psychology and the way we think and the importance of language in that process, you'll know that words are powerful things. Words can influence thinking with tremendous force, an almost irresistible force, which is one of the reasons why children act so irrationally when someone calls them a name that they don't like. The words have power and can influence behavior. And a strange way they do so has to do with photography. When I was growing up in photography, we basically had a half a dozen or so terms that we used with regularity to refer to photography in the process somehow. There was color photography, and there was black and white photography. Those were basically the only two choices in terms of discussing images. But then there was a number of choices to discuss media. So we had gum bichromate and platinum palladium prints and gelatin silver prints and Polaroid prints. But all of those were subject to the terms black and white or color. And when I was starting off in photography, I've talked about this before, the pursuit of black and white were so prevalent in my mind that I sort of completely disregarded all the stuff in between. My energies and efforts were focused entirely on the proper chemistry and processing techniques to get a maximum black and the proper exposure and contrast grade papers, etc., to preserve delicate highlight details. But the vast majority of pictures are neither black nor white. They're in between. It's all the gray tones that I was ignoring for the first decade or so of my photography because I thought the magic was all in black and white. That was the name, after all, that we used. But eventually, I woke up and realized that all the great photographs that I really enjoyed, the ones that spoke to me deeply, all had these marvelous tones of gray and chords of tones between zone 2 and zone 7. That is to say, between the deep dark shadows where I could still see some hint of detail and the very bright highlights that were white but not blank. Those tones are great and wonderful to have in a picture. But if you were to measure any photograph by square millimeters, if you will, you'd find the vast majority of those tones are neither black nor white. They're grayscale. So why don't we call it color and grayscale photography? Seems like it makes perfect sense to me, but I'm probably barking up a tree that I'll never succeed with, because the term black and white photography is too entrenched in our thinking. By the way, there's another aspect of this, too, that I was so focused on black and white as the definitional terms that drove my actions and my understanding, that it wasn't until almost my third decade in photography before I discovered warm tone prints, sepia tone prints, that aren't black, they're sort of dark brown. But it doesn't make any sense to refer to them as brown and white prints, so we use terminology that has to do with the chemistry involved. They're sepia-toned, or they're polytoned, but I still hear lots and lots of people refer to them as black and white. The other term, of course, that comes up in this conversation would be monochrome. But monochrome means one color. Mono is one. And truth be told, a monochrome image would be an accurate term for a gum bichromate image, which is basically blue and white. Or you can make a color image that is mostly green, and that would be considered a monochromatic image. So people who use the term monochrome as a replacement for black and white, that's not quite an accurate term either. The best one I can think of is grayscale, which is a term I'm going to try to use more frequently in my thinking because I know the power of terms and the definitions of words. And grayscale seems like as good a term as I can come up with that has neither the shortcomings of the term black and white nor the shortcomings of the term monochrome. So grayscale it is. Anybody care to join me in this?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.